When most people say ghetto, they mean unrefined, low class, cheap, or inferior, especially when it comes to Black people.
At least until it's co-opted by everybody else and suddenly becomes pop culture.
But we're reclaiming ghetto and rejecting white supremacist norms regarding how we're supposed to look, think, or be.
And we aren't waiting for Black ingenuity to be colonized to celebrate it. Absolute means to the largest degree possible, having unlimited power and influence, or simply unrestrained.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Sade. And this is... Well, this is my little sister, Lola. She's about to bring it home for y'all. What this is, Lola?
This is...
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. It is Tuesday, November 3rd at 10:19 p.m. and it is election night, people. Hey,
no,
just kidding.
Boo.
It's not fun. No.
So we are here to cover the bullshit for you and not take ourselves too seriously, not take the fall of democracy too seriously. And it'll be fun.
Yeah, so actually, this is going to be one of our wine nights. We felt it was very fitting. I mean, we were going to do wine nights like once a month. And our last one was like, what, 2 episodes ago or something like that? Mm-hmm, but we were like, it's election night. We can't wait in a month. We have to do the wine right now because we can't be sober for this. We cannot. We cannot. We were actually going to be asleep at 4 p.m. We decided to do this for you. So be grateful because we should be asleep. We named it like
the wine. What is it?
The woke wine hour.
Yes, the woke wine hour. Alliteration.
Okay, so let's start off. I mean, like the election is going on right now. Like right now, as we speak, me and Malcolm have CNN in front of us, watching the results come in the background. We're gonna touch on some issues that we feel like are like have been really pertinent to us, like in the past couple of months leading up to the election, and you know, even the past couple of weeks, the past couple of days. But we're gonna try to keep it chill, which is why we're doing the wine. So let's start with shouting out what we got tonight. So what do you got, Malcolm?
I got some the Black Bottle Capriccio, giving you Howard, giving you college.
Do y'all remember that year when it was all the rage? It was like, oh, Capriccio.
Yes.
It was all right.
Now, chasing your liquor with Capriccio, that's a good time.
Chase with wine. You know, it
gets you right where you need to be, expeditiously.
Right where you need to be, a little faster, right?
Right. What you got, friend?
So, actually, it's crazy because me and Malcolm have been obsessed with, like, the 299 Chuck. At Trader Joe's, right, because they have this wine line that's like $2.99, so it's like really cheap wine, but it's actually like pretty good and like, you know, good alcohol content and stuff. And it's crazy because I was at Kroger the other day and I seen that they had a wine that was even cheaper, which I've never seen before. This one is $2.60 or $2.70. So I got this Bay Bridge Vineyards Pinot Grigio in front of me right now, and I have two others if I get to them. I think I'll get to the second one, not the third one though. Unless Trump wins, then I will be on the third one promptly. And I got some quiche in front of me. Yay!
All right, so at this moment, Biden is ahead by a little bit. He's at 89 delegates, and Trump is at 72. Of course, this is super early in the game. So, yes, we know you don't know anything, person who is talking. He really said that. He was like, quiche. We have no idea. Let me see the quiche. Let's get into the quiche. Ooh. I'm hungry again, damn it.
I don't like to see white people laughing on election night. White people should not be laughing right now.
You may not bring your white wife.
Because why is she laughing? Ain't shit funny.
I was watching this video from Poor Harriet on YouTube, and she brought on this white woman who actually was one of the co-organizers of the Women's March, you know, back when Trump had first won. Mm-hmm. She wrote this book telling white women to get their stuff together. I can't think of it. The title is like, White Women Get It Together. So the subtitle is super long. Like, it's talking about how like white women need to use their privilege for good, basically.
White women get it together, : white women and their trifling asses need to get together immediately, or the fall of democracy will immediately precede their stupid...
I mean, it might as well have said that, because I found out something new. I didn't know that white women were the biggest voting bloc.
You know, that actually makes sense because there's more women in the world than men, and there's more white people. There's like hell white people in the U.S.
country. And I don't know where they got the statistic from. Like, I don't know how they got the statistic, but like, they were talking about 72% of white women don't talk about politics. And I was like, how, like, I don't know any black people. Rather, black people are voting. You know, it doesn't matter who they are, what their education level is. Like, black people talk about politics because it's so pertinent to our lives, I guess. But, like, white women specifically will just not talk about politics. And that was really weird to me. Like, I don't know how you navigate the world, I guess.
There's so much privilege in that statement. Like, oh my God.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I think a state just flipped in before our eyes. I think it says Biden has 94 now. He just had 89, right?
Ooh!
They're talking about Georgia right now. They're going to watch Georgia. We're still missing a lot of Democrat numbers. Hey, don't do all that.
Florida and Georgia are best friends and being backwards. Neck and neck for the Senate. That's cool. What the hell?
Well, I do know that Biden just took Arizona.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know they were, like, liberal-leaning.
Is it some counts will take it till tomorrow? Well, will I be able to even sleep in peace?
Did you do that in 2016? Did you stay up the whole time?
I was up that night. But the thing is, they called it, like, kind of early in the night. They called it, like, before midnight, I feel like.
What was that?
Or they called it... It might have been a little bit after midnight, but I know they called it that night.
Yeah, it was like
1, maybe, you know? Maybe it's a good time to jump into one of our topics.
You want to talk about celebrities now? Or is that later in the night when we're a little more drunk?
Let's do that a little later.
Okay, I feel it. So, I've heard multiple people say this is the most important election of our lifetimes. Like, I've heard multiple people say that.
I feel like that Obama, his first election was pretty significant.
It wouldn't have been that bad with McCain, though, would it?
What the fuck does that even mean?
McCain is, like, a very moderate Republican.
It would have been worse. Everything,
I think people are really concerned about what Trump has done so far. We've seen the attack on, like, queer rights. We've seen attacks on people from Mexico being thrown into cages. And we've seen the way he's dealt with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. That's still ongoing right now. We have people still thinking that wearing a mask is, like, a political issue, which is not the case, right, like, anywhere else in the world. And, like, it's completely because of Trump.
Oh,
people are dying in mass and like.
Yo, today I went to Publix and I really walked right into Publix without my mask on. I literally forgot.
Did someone check you?
No, before it's like there's like a little walkway. I was like walking down the walkway and I was like, oh wait, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm just out here raw dogging the Publix air.
Yeah, I can't do that. Well, yeah. What do you think? Do you think like one of the most important elections, or you think that's just?
I think that Trump, he's shown him to be just as, like, evil and, like, selfish as past presidents, but also he's shown to be, like, extremely incompetent, too. Like, it's not even a matter of, like, we have, like, a smart, evil president. It's, like, he is incompetent, you know? Like, he doesn't understand, understand, like, some very basic principles of, like, how you govern a country and, like, and,
and like, the American democracy. What he's supposed to do. Right.
Yeah, and what he's supposed to do, but also a blatant disregard for those things, too, like, at the risk of, you know, with all of our lives at risk, honestly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, he's really not smart. He's not, you know, so it's, like,
if we don't have an imperialist overlord, it might as well be a smart one. Yeah, we've had
plenty of imperialist overlords, but it's, like, he's so incompetent as well. It's, like, this is just dangerous.
Someone on Twitter was joking around. And they were like, damn, under Trump, they can't even do a coup, right? Like, just to talk about that incompetence, like, it's like even like usual, like imperialistic, like nonsense that America's on is impaired because Trump is just so stupid.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, is it a win that like he's so incompetent?
No,
that, like,
we're not even gooning the way we used to. We not even bonding the way we used to. Like, he not even hitting the right spots no more. Like,
that took me out. That took me out. They said empire in decline for real. Which I guess
for real.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's good in a twisted way, but like also like he's like murdering like all of like the people from marginalized communities in this country. And so, like, that's where I'm like, like, you know, it would be nice. Like, if you were completely on the outside and to watch America, like, self-destruct, it would be cool. But, like, there's hella, like, black people and brown people that live here, you know? And
it's
that
not funny when
we're
you
experiencing
live here
firsthand. Especially with this virus, we have felt firsthand the weight of his incompetence.
Being the first to go.
And so that's why, like, I would...
Right.
It stops it from being funny. I wish I could laugh with y'all, but it stops me. But, yeah, so the election is important for us to at least get back to, like...
I think they just called Iowa. They just called Iowa. Key race alert. 6 electoral votes in Iowa. Trump is 95. Three apart.
Great.
Lovely. Let's lay out me and Malcolm's opinion on, like, the outcomes of this. We both agree that we want Joe Biden to win. Of course, we wish there was a better candidate, but we know that we need to get Trump out because we just detailed, you know, for you why, like, his, not only his policies, his racism, his unapologetic, bigoted actions, you know, coupled with his stupidity are just, like, downright a ticking time bomb. And, you know, I think we both agree that we at least feel that Joe Biden is someone who can be persuaded to do the right thing or take steps towards correcting harms and doing more of the right thing, you know, to protect the vulnerable in this country.
I wouldn't disagree with that. The main thing that would come out of a Biden victory is, like, putting out some of the fire. Like, we'll still be on fire. I don't think either of us are under the impression there will be significant...
Trump has left with a warring wildfire, exactly. Figuratively and literally.
And so, like, it's like, you could, like, I just feel like, regardless of how this turns out, we're still going to have to organize. We're still going to have to protest. We're still going to have to be on their necks. But, like... And as we've been on, you know, we've been on Trump's necks all the time. Like, when we were in D.C., there was, like, protests, like, every day for those first couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then when I came out to Chicago, there's been lots of protests here, too. And, like, I just feel like it'll be less of those immediate problems. Still many of them, but less. The key word is less. Problems. Okay? Like, I think that's positive.
Especially if liberals can take the House and the Senate, too. But I don't know about that because I don't know about that.
I don't know what's going on. You want to talk about so we're gonna speculate. We'll know by the time this episode's released, like, what's about to happen. But there's been a lot of talk when Trump was, like, when they asked him to, like, decry, like, the white supremacists, and specifically, like, the Proud Boys, I think it was, like, this, like, white supremacist, like, organization, and mm-hmm. he was like, stand back and stand by. That was his response.
Stand back and stand by.
And to decry white supremacist organizations.
They're like, can you condemn white supremacy? Just stand back and stand by. Just stand back and stand
like,
by.
If we need you, we'll call you. And we may need you because, you know, we're down with white supremacy.
I mean, that's what he's always encouraged throughout his presidency, honestly. He's been encouraging it since before he even won the election in 2016. He's been encouraging violence.
For sure, for sure.
From his most radical supporters. So it's like, we know what the undertones of that are. And it's just like... Dang, like, he, like, really that bold to say something like that a few days before the election, really, like, just the audacity of this guy.
And so, after another event that happens is, like, this a kidnapping attempt where these armed white supremacists tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan. That was a thing that happened. And then also you have the thing with Biden trying to go, I think he was trying to do some rally or something in Texas, and, like, white supremacists, like, interceded and threatened and he decided not to report it. Like, these are all things that have happened. Like, rather Trump wins or loses, what's about to happen with, like, these, like, agitated white supremacists? Ooh. Oh, we got 118.
We got 118 to 105 now. What did he take, Michigan?
I'm not holding my breath quite yet. But, yeah, friend, what you think going to happen with these armed white people who are crazy?
I'm kind of scared to, like, really be out the next couple of days because I went to the grocery store. And I stocked up on a lot of different food and stuff. Again, I got some stuff to bake. I got a few bottles of wine. I got some liquor. Actually, I have several bottles of wine. I have some liquor. You know, I have my paint here. I have a lot of, like, you know, all the supplies I needed from Target. Like, I'm, like, set to, like, not go anywhere for a while. You know, and plus quarantine. So that helps being able to do most things from home. Yeah, I'm scared. There's, like, a lot of just targeted harassment of people who have shown that they support Joe Biden or they support Black Lives Matter or they support a lot of, like, more liberal movements.
So black people.
And
So all black people. It fits into that. Like, just being black means you support.
It really feels like walking around my house, I could be targeted. In the next few days, it feels like I could be targeted just for being black. Honestly, either way it goes, because they're going to be upset if he loses, and they're also going to be, like, super agitated and excited and energized if he wins. And it's just going to be, either way, it's going to be too much racist energy, like, in the air, We saw what happened in those protests in Charlotte.
Right.
People literally died. I mean, a couple black women got killed. I mean, the white supremacists were out yelling racial slurs, setting things on fire, like, but it turned into, like, a mini civil battle, you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, I remember that. I don't
put that past... That could happen in a lot of cities in the next coming days and weeks, so I'm just, like, bracing myself for what might happen.
Right. Mm-mm. This is so crazy to me, this situation that we're in, and I also... want to touch on the fact we're not going to go too deep into it. Maybe that's a whole episode. We'll definitely have to do an episode if they win, but like, who our candidates are, who are our hope, you know what I mean? Who is the alternative to the hell that is Trump? Is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And it's like, you have the architect of basically, I don't feel like it's unfair to say, one of the architects of like mass incarceration. And then one of, like, the enforcers of, like, mass incarceration. are literally the ticket. That's the ticket.
You said we got the jury and the executioner on hand.
Like, I was like, yo, like, people are talking about abolish the police and this is what y'all gave us? Is there differences between Donald Trump and the Trump regime versus a Biden presidency? Yes, there are significant differences. Mm-hmm. That's not to me a worthy conversation, but like what do we do with the fact that like even the best case scenario is that that's who we're gonna end up with? Like, that's like a weird like, I just find it very, this is a very emotionally challenging time, because of course I'm against Trump, but like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris invoke mixed emotions, and not just me, but like a lot of other, especially like black people, you know what I mean? And so it's like,
and this is even us as Howard students, like, you know, Kamala was like, you know, yeah, Kamala went to Howard.
So, she was an econ major like me.
She was an econ major. And she also might be the first black woman vice president. That would be an incredible milestone, an historical moment tonight or in the next couple of days. But we still have to confront their past and really evaluate whether or not we feel like they are able to do better for marginalized people in the future. And, you know, I feel like I've seen signs of them changing. Like, I think I was talking to you, Malcolm, a couple nights ago about how, like, Biden had made an explicit apology at one of his rallies about his role in...
The 1994 crime bill.
You know, the expansion of mass incarceration. Didn't Kamala also apologize for some of her policies in the past?
She apologized for the truancy. I feel like Kamala, like, I want to do an episode on maybe just Kamala by herself. But like, Kamala to me, I might get crucified for this, but like, Kamala to me doesn't come across as like a bad person. I just feel like she was indoctrinated in like this idea that you saw problems through like punishment, that you saw problems through like a big stick. You know what I mean? Like, we can beat away the problems. Like, even when she's describing the literal logic behind her like truancy policy, which is one of the main things she's infamous for. And just to give you background, like, basically, like, she had said it that the court, like, the state would punish people really harshly for, like, not sending their kids, like, if their kids missed too many days of school, that she would threaten those parents with jail time. And, like, there wasn't that many people who were actually, like, brought to jail, but, like, there were people who actually, like, suffered as a consequence of this. But, like, it wasn't, the results were, like, mixed. And, like, she didn't have bad intentions. That's what I think is the main thing, is, like, getting kids in school is an important thing, but like, I think where she went wrong is thinking that you can accomplish it through punishment instead of like thinking about like supporting homes or addressing some of the reasons why parents might not be sending their kids to school. And so I think that's where she went wrong, but like, I feel like it wasn't a bad cause within itself. Like, the idea that like she just hated black women and black parents, and that's why she, I don't, like, I just don't think that's true.
Like the Kamala Harris hates black people narrative isn't really valid to me. But
has she done harm to black people? Like, yes.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. And I also feel like she, like, you know, a lot of both her and Joe Biden's actions took place during a time where these ideas, like, were not highly disputed whatsoever, and the people who were disputing them were considered, like, super radical or super, like the ideas, like, that we, like, are kind of, like, discuss casually now in our little, like, black liberal circles or black radical circles, like abolition,
very different things,
and rehabilitation, like, were ideas that were not highly disputed at the time. And, like, yeah, like, oh, like, the idea that getting murderers and rapists off the street and blah, 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 like, oh, because they're menaces to society and all that, it was like, oh, yeah, when you get them on the street, of course, a lot of them have racial underpinnings, we know that. But, oh, like, oh, you know, and the drug dealers and, like, you know, oh, we're coming off of, like, you know, the cocaine crisis and different drug crises, and especially in, like, in black America, and the idea that getting people off the street was not actually an effective and progressive way to deal with the issue, mm-hmm. wasn't as prominent as it is now in 2020 at all. Not even 5 years ago was it, you know? So it's like holding them to the exact same standards of today. Yes, we should hold them to those standards, but not putting their actions in context would be like a misstep to me.
You know? I have a question. Like,
do you see what just happened?
What just happened?
Ooh. 182-108. I think he just won California.
I think we should play a drinking game.
We should. You know, it's like something they say on this.
Yeah. When they say, I don't know, no, we'll die.
Let's say, too early to say.
Oh, you trying to kill us. Okay, we'll do that for now.
When they say too early to say, we're going to drink.
You trying to kill us.
Okay, we're going to miss some of them, though. But go ahead and tell me what you're going to say. You're going to say you wanted to mention something.
Oh, I just wanted to muddy the narrative a little bit, add up some more complexity. Yeah. So you said what you said, and I, like, feel it of, like, okay, so, like, I already started with, like, I don't think Kamala is, like, this malicious person who's like, I'm about to screw over black people. Like, I don't think that's where she was coming from. But, like, at the same time, actions have consequences. And it's, like, someone suffered tremendously, like, you know what I mean, very real way because of her actions, because of her mistake. What do we do with that? Like, I'm just a little confused. Like, it's easy, especially, like, the further you are away from the consequences of someone's mistakes, I think it's easier to say, like, oh, like, they didn't mean to do that, but it's, like, they may not have meant to do that, but, like, people got hurt. And it's, like, what do we do with that? Like, the fact that people are mad, like, specifically, like, a lot of, like, black women from California.
I feel like, I mean, honestly, no one's action, you can't take your actions back. She can't take back policies she upheld. Biden can't take back all policies he upheld and decisions they made in the past. They cannot take those back. I feel like we can only look forward, and I feel like there are going to be attempts to rectify it. Like, we only have the future. So, like, there's no time machine to go back and like, make that not happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We only have the future. Like, the way I look at it is, like, we only have the future in terms of how we're going to correct these things. And so, like, if we're looking at the future, then, you know, of course, like, you know, preferably we would have different candidates. So, you know, a lot of people feel like, okay, like, these are all shitty candidates or whatever, but we have our two best chances right now. We have our two who are, one of them is going to win the election. We know that. We know it's not going to be Kanye dumbass West. We know it's not going to be any of these other third party candidates. We know it's going to be either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. You know what I mean? So it could be even like people that she like had, you know, cause Trump is, well, I don't want to give Trump any praise, but it's like, you know, Trump has shown has used his authority to get people out of jail, very, very liberally, you know? So it's like, even if it's things like that, like, even if it's, Kamala using some of the power that she has and Biden using some of the power that he has to reverse some of the policies and the laws that are in place that have kept a lot of people that they've directly affected the lives and livelihoods of, and using their power to sort of reverse some of that, even. I mean, like, it can be as tangible as getting them out of jail, and it could be as abstract as, like, policy changes that, you know, could help future generations. But it's like, you know, a combination of the two would be ideal, you know? And it's like, like we said before, I feel like we have candidates right now who it's in their best interest to be persuaded. It's very much in their best interest to be persuaded and to follow, you know, and to follow, like, you know, the trends in, like, social justice. I don't feel like either of them, honestly, I don't feel like either of them are fundamentally, like, evil people who really enjoy seeing the demise of the marginalized and the vulnerable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true. I think Trump is one of those people. You know what I mean?
I feel like he's been really very explicit about it. I don't think you have to question it. How you doing on the wine?
Oh, he said it's really early on. We got to take a swig. It's too early to tell. I'm like, let's see. I'm almost 2/3 through my bottle.
I think I'm half.
Going too slow.
Mm-hmm. Let me try to keep up with you.
Haven't counted most of the votes. That's basically too early on. Go ahead and take a swig. He said it's too early to tell.
Why did he say that? Like, we see.
Because it's first quarter ended. Too early to tell. You see? Yeah, you got two swigs on you right now.
So
okay, we have a blonde woman on screen. A blonde woman on screen. She better not laugh. I really didn't appreciate that laugh from that white woman earlier. It defended me. Y'all need to be serious as fuck.
I agree. Okay, we touched on white women being the mm-hmm. biggest voting bloc, and you know that like a high percentage of them, I think over half voted for Trump in 2016.
It was 53%. That's 50, what they always say. 53% white women. Yeah.
And it's like, and then you have, I think it's like 10% of black men voted for Trump, which is, again, doesn't compare to 53%. I'm just mm-hmm. like, there's kind of like this this blame game thing that happens. If it doesn't go the way that the white Democrats don't want it to, like, I feel like them blaming black people, they need to think about, like, voter suppression and gerrymandering and all these other things that are happening. Like, I don't feel like even the black people who aren't voting, I don't think anyone should ever, especially a white person, should raise, you know, should open their mouth to talk to this black person crazy about, like, you need to do this, this, and that. Like, white people got us into this mess. Specifically, white women got us into this mess. You know what I mean? And so I'm talking now. Like, what you think?
No. I agree with that. I feel like regardless of like sexism and like disadvantages they may face because of sexism, they sit in such a comfortable place in society because of the power that they hold over like most minorities, and it's like that enables them.
The woman in the video, that the organizer of one of the co-organizers of the Women's March, she was talking about white women. Like, basically she said like they get like they reap 80% of the benefits of patriarchy. Like, white women don't have as much reason to be against patriarchy because like white patriarchy upholds them in many, many ways. Like,
I'm saying, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, okay, it, like, okay. If white, like, yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Like, white patriarchy puts white women on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and they like that pedestal. Yeah, I mean, and I think that kind of leads into our other conversation we wanted to have a little bit about the new Supreme Court justice that Trump and his minions rushed into.
Okay, hold on.
Rushed into the new Senate seat, Amy Coney Barrett.
I watched a YouTube video on her yesterday. I think it was from this YouTuber called Philosophy Tube. He was talking about, and it's funny because he's British, like he's from the UK, but he did a whole video where he brought an American lawyer on, who's also a content creator on YouTube, and they were talking about how the idea of a originalist, I think is what they're called, where, like, that's like her big thing, is like, that you, does something happen?
They were just, this projection, Trump winning Mississippi, of course, we knew that was going to happen, fuck yeah, Mississippi. All them
except for the black people reason. In there. You gotta take a drink. He said it's too early to tell.
It's too
he
early
said,
to
he
tell.
Said you gotta let he them. He said you gotta let he them count the votes.
He's too early to tell. That was a good one to choose for the drink. It's too early to tell because it's like, okay, why don't y'all just shut up then? Get on when you
My
know.
Mom, she was irritated watching it. She said, I'm tired of them trying to guess shit. If you don't know, be quiet. And my dad was like, they trying to predict. He was like, she was like, they don't know what they're talking about. They should be quiet. I mean, but she's
I
right.
I went ahead and put the ooh, no ooh. For real. I went ahead and put the rest of the bottle in this glass. So I'm on my last stretch of the glass right now.
I'm not keeping up. Ooh, why is this hitting me?
They haven't called it yet. It's too early to tell.
Stop.
Take another drink.
Oh my god. You trying to kill us for real?
They said we're gonna leave it here. Can we know otherwise?
Take
another drink. Take another drink. They said we don't know anything.
They said we know y'all want
to
know.
They said, "Look, Ohio, we gotta wait. We gotta wait until it's all."
Okay, so
ooh,
back to where we were. So you got this woman, Amy, whatever the fuck her name is, and
Amy Coney Barrett. She's on some
bullshit. Yeah, like there's check out Philosophy Tube's video on her. He does a very detailed breakdown with the help of American Lawyer.
It'll be in the show notes.
Of like she's anti. What do they call them? She's pro forced pregnancy. I think that's what we on the left call it, right? That's what we call it. We don't say pro-life. What do we say? Oh, does something happen?
I don't know what they call it.
I think they say pro-forced pregnancy. I think I heard that before.
Pro-forced pregnancy. That's probably a better word than pro-life for real. Yeah.
But
better phrase.
Yeah. So she is basically not here for women having rights over their bodies.
She's not here for women. She's not here for a lot of women's rights. It seems like she's sort of like a sexist. Honestly.
I mean, women can be sexist. That's a whole. We talked about it in our episode. So it's kind of like if for anyone, like she was appointed by Trump. Like her being trash is not surprising.
They're the only governing body in the U.S. that like they never get, or like the at least the out of the branches of government, they are for life. You know, you know, the president is not for life. None of the other positions are for life. Like, you know, the Senate and the House, all that. But Supreme Court is for life. And it's interesting, like, you know, what you're talking about, like, you know, white women making, like, certain decisions that fall in line a lot of times with white patriarchy and white supremacy. The fact that also, like, the Supreme Court is for life. And, you know, looking at, like, the decisions they're able to make, like, when they are sort of unchecked, not necessarily unchecked, you can get checked, but it's, like, they can't get fired.
Right.
You know, I think you can impeach someone in the Supreme Court, so the same way you can impeach the president, stuff like that, but they're not getting voted on every few years like most candidates, right. And so it's like I feel like it gives them a better chance to drive home like their true agendas, you know. I feel like I think we're seeing like some of the we're seeing like their true beliefs be like shown in the decisions, I feel like, you know what I mean? And the closest you're gonna get, like, between like even like, you know, Republicans and Democrats, stuff like that, a lot of them vote based on like the population, you know what I mean? Like when they go home and they talk to their wife or their husband at night, it may be totally different what they say in bed, but they may go in bed and say one thing and then go vote the opposite because they're about to be up for election in a year or two, you know what I mean? And Supreme Court is totally different. So I just feel like, you know, when we see like white women vote in a certain way or like trend in a certain way in their opinions in the same Supreme Court, people like RBG, you know, who had a complicated, you know, track record. And then, like, you know, now we're seeing Amy Coney Barrett, who has, like, you know, a very conservative
track record.
You know, we're... Make yeah, exactly. And I think it's just better, a more of a reason why we really need to take these decisions that they make really at face value. And like I think they're beneficial for analyzation because they're more further removed from like the whole like democratic process.
Oh, that's a so really interesting take. I like that. That's interesting. Okay, look at you being smart. You said we wasn't being intellectual. Okay, analysis. That's interesting. I like that. Yeah. That made me think.
I think it makes its value for like analyzation like more poignant, more valid, more
right, because they're not as responsive to like populist like
crazy. They always want to get reelected.
Are responsive to things, but they're responsive to money interests. I feel like they're more responsive to money than the general population. So they're responsive to certain people. Money buys you power, though. So it's like...
That depends. It depends.
Say
because
more.
I think a lot of people in office, I mean, there are a lot of people who run for office and think... Not saying all, but there's an element of self-absorbedness and like narcissism that you have to like kind of have a lot of times, and because of that, I really feel like it's really more responsive to your populace than like money necessarily, because when it comes to narcissistic ideas and things like that, it really has a lot to do with, you know, how you present yourself to the world and like how people perceive you, you know. And not all narcissists care about how people perceive them, but when the kind that runs for office, they do.
You know, I would say
I'm saying this as someone who's like studied psychology like pretty extensively, you know.
Right. I guess so, like to some people it feels like they're responding to the needs, or they're responding to the desires of the people, but the desires of the people are manufactured. But that's a controversial statement. So I can like feel free to disagree with that. Desires, but like the people are manufactured. Yeah, it's highly manufactured by these moneyed interests who basically buy the politicians.
More than half the bells waiting. No, they're not. Is he trying to say it's too early to tell?
And he about to say it. Damn, I need to start looking at them. They're making me dizzy. Oh my goodness. Why'd you do that, Fred? We gonna be so drunk. Oh, Milwaukee's where all the black people are. He said there's been softer turnout in Milwaukee, and that Milwaukee's where all the black people are.
I got two candles last night. Let me have a candle too. Hold on, I'm about to let me.
And I'm gonna burn this one called Cafe Mocha.
With ooh, essential oils and espresso. Okay,
it actually smells good.
Some peace and tranquility. Come on now. All right,
here we go.
Come on, peace and tranquility.
Come on, peace and tranquility. We lit our candle. We got our incense burning. I prayed today. I meditated and I went running because I was like, I have to do both today. Because you know I when I run, it'd be meditation too. Because I was just like, I was feeling anxious. I was like, Lord Jesus.
I already know there's gonna be somebody who's gonna make a tweet like super serious, like if Biden wins, like one white supremacist imperialist empire in power is no better than the second. We must keep fighting.
Why does it sound like you're reading it? Sisters. Are you making this up? It looks like you're reading a tweet. I can see it off the top of my head. I can see it right now, unironic, right now.
No, that is, and not like they'll be wrong, but it's just like, bro.
I mean, like, we get, it's a little better, just a tad. I'm like, fuck, I was talking to you about this earlier, but like, one of the things that really pissed me off, because like, we were out here doing these deep thoughts of like, do we vote, should we vote, you know what I mean? And it's like, why will we vote? The efficacy of voting, are you a bad, like, okay, maybe it's okay for you to vote, but like, you shouldn't actively be like campaigning for Biden.
Does your mama deserve to get beat up if you don't vote?
I was really upset that like black people were put in a position where we really had to beef with each other over fucking like again
voting.
The architect of mass incarceration and the primary enforcer of it. Like I think it's so this country, man. It organizing, doing get out the vote, like mobilizing people to vote. Like black women have done so much work to be influential in elections. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and for black women in the black community at large for our interests to not really be prioritized in these elections. And like, I'm not even saying that on like I think like black liberation on its own is like a worthy goal and something you should care a lot about. But like, they won't even, the Democratic Party is so like complicit with white supremacy that they're not really willing to think critically about like how entrenched some of these ideas of racism. Like Trump is very emblematic of what America is. You know what I mean? Like people get so uncomfortable with Trump, but Trump is just basically the joke we always say to each other. He's the silent part out loud. You know what I mean? Like that part that like the white liberals will be like, you know, we don't really think that the black people are equals, or we think that they just, you know, we believe in things like statistical discrimination. We think that black people are just more likely to commit crimes. And that's why they won't like outright say we think there should be a militia to keep black people in their place, like how Trump would. But like they are sympathetic to the same ideals. And so it's like, it's just crazy the position that we were put in to have to basically stand up and be like, you guys, this is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And like for your own sakes, not for us, because you guys don't ever do shit for us, but for your own sakes, you need to stand against it. Like it's so disgusting. No, and we're literally fighting with each other. Like other people are like, no, fuck this country, which I don't even think is a wrong idea. Other people are like, fuck this country. You shouldn't be doing all this for them. And it's like, I was so disgusted with the fact that there was this debate and like with so much vitriol between black people over voting. Like I get why it happened. Mm-hmm. Like I understand why it happened, but it's so infuriating. You know what I mean?
No, it makes sense. I'm watching this news right now.
White people should not be laughing.
Are you too? Yes. Are you too? I'm watching them closely. Like, better not be no laughs or chuckles. But,
Hold on, wait. I feel like he's about to say, hey, it's too early to tell. He said we got a long That's pretty much it's too early to tell.
Low turnout in Georgia.
Virginia? That's surprising. That's shocking. So, Biden just won Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 2 of 5.
Wow. So, what do we... It's okay, too early to tell. I'm not on the right track. But what are we gonna do if he wins? Like,
okay, take a
swig. It's weird because I'm like, did he say it's too early to tell?
You said too early to tell.
I'm just like, what are we gonna do if he wins? Like, I feel like I'm about to like.
Who, Trump?
So I said this to Sade. I'll say it for the audience. But like, I said to Sade, like, I feel like Biden winning is like passing your midterm. Like, you could still fail your class. You know what I mean? Like, it's not over yet. But like. Passing your midterm is not bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's good. Like, it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah, no, but if we, it's like passing your midterm after a really rough semester, and like that midterm is like just what you need. Like, the score you got on it was just the score, the exact score that you needed to be able to still pass the class. If you do okay on the final, that's what happens if we voted for Biden.
The final is protesting.
If we get Trump, that's like you failed your midterm.
And you got to get 120 on the final.
You failed it so badly that that the score you needed 182 in the final to get a D in the class. You needed 180 in the final. But the problem is the highest score you can get in the final is 101 because of that one bonus question.
But I can't with you with the one bonus question. I can't. Why is this so accurate? I'm being triggered. Wait a minute. So we talked about the militias. Let's talk about how Trump said, out his own mouth, not speculation. He said if he doesn't win, he's not going to leave.
You know, the lighthouse of democracy and freedom. And, I mean, can you believe that that's even fallen to the wayside? The idea that the America is the land of the free. I know I'm talking about, like, you know, American propaganda right now. But, like, even just the idea that we've been fed our whole lives, that America is the land of the free. Can you even believe that that's fallen to the wayside? People don't even feel that way anymore. You know what I mean? And the idea that Trump, who is, like, supposed to be, like, you know, like, the, like, basically, Trump is supposed to be, like, you know, basically, like, the pinnacle of American white supremacist patriarchal freedom, you know, and that's what really what America is when you come down to it. And the fact that he would get up there and say something like that, like, I also myself going out with a fight, and his supporters would be in support of that. It just goes to show you how much we have fallen away from the fake ass image that we put up to the world. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's ridiculous. It's really like the mask falling away. It's like the whole costume that we had on, the whole like gotcha moment we had for the whole world. It's really like crumbling before our eyes because we have someone who was like stupid and narcissistic and sociopathic enough that he would let those cracks just show all naked to the whole world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like him
saying something. We're still racist, but like there's like a respectability to the racist. The racism. Like it's like, okay, like this whole like in your face racism, like we're too smart and coof to do that. But like we still don't fuck with these people, of course. But like you don't do that. You know what I mean? I feel like that's like
fake tweet I said. Yes, you know, we have gotten Trump out of office. However, the imperialist, neoliberal American regime of oppression has not been trumbled yet.
I got a real one.
We must mobilize.
I got a real tweet for you. What? So someone said, just as y'all scream, vote, 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 I implore y'all to organize, organize, organize. The real work is on the ground. Voting does not and will not lead to liberation. I'm not even mad at it because I kind of just said the same exact thing. But
you basically just shut up. Everybody already knows that. Like, just shut up. People have these hot takes. Your hot takes are not hot. These are lukewarm takes.
I can't with you.
These takes are cold.
I cannot with you. You know, I think I will say, I think there is straw manning on both sides, but like, I feel like the straw manning on like the voting side is like the idea that people think that voting by itself will lead to liberation. Because I don't feel, if we're talking about black people, I don't think most black people think that. Like, I don't think that most black people think that voting for Biden is going to be bring black liberation. Like, I don't think, like, if we did a poll, I don't think that's a poll question they would ask as white supremacists run the polls. But, like, I don't, like, if we did an actual poll, I don't think anyone is voting for Biden because he's going to bring black liberation. I think it's because he's going to bring relief, which is true. Like, that's factual. Like, a Biden presidency will be marginally better than Trump, period. Like, that's just facts.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I feel like people are like, oh, you guys think, you liberals think that, like, voting for, I mean, that a Biden presidency is going to bring you liberation. It's like, literally no one thinks that. Like, that's, you're strawmanning the argument. Literally no one thinks that. And it's like, also, there was this other thing where, like, people who vote don't organize. And it's like, that's also not true. Like, that's not, I have, like, my entire, like, career has shown, like, they organize and they try to get people out to vote. Like, they usually go together. You can, like, disagree with, like, the electoral process, but, like, saying, like, this, you're strawmanning if you're saying that, like, the people who vote don't have an understanding of these structural inequalities and, like, that we need to organize against them. Like, they're doing both because you can, contrary to popular, well, I don't even think it's popular belief, but contrary to some people's belief, you can do both. But you, no, you was being real spicy talking about these lukewarm takes. I can't.
No. they just weren't hot, that's all. I'm not saying that they were invalid, they just weren't hot. People would be talking like their takes are hot, you know what I'm saying?
That's all. It's like, we know
I'm
that.
I'm gonna leave it there.
Okay.
Yeah, like, we know.
It's like, it's not bringing black liberation. No one said, no, I can't, show me the tweet where it says, a Biden presidency will bring black liberation. I don't think that's something people think.
Nobody says that. Nobody actually says that. Nobody does. Some people just like to vote, some people don't. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But nobody said that it was going to be the end all be all. Nobody said that. Just stop.
Like, oh, just stop. Goodness. Oh, we're about to get canceled. It's fine.
No, we're being very reasonable, in my opinion.
The earth sign jumped out. Oh. Anyway.
the earth sign jumped out.
To be fair, I think a straw man of the not voting side, that is a straw man, is like when people are like, they just want to sit on their butts and they don't do anything. Like, for me personally, I can't speak for everyone, but for me personally, all the people I know who have been very vocal about not voting are very active organizers. And so, like, I don't think that's a fair, like, people are like, well, what are you doing? It's like, well, they're organizing and they're running mutual aids and they're making sure people get resources. So, like, you can't really use that argument against, like, oh, you guys just aren't doing anything. They just disagree with the electoral system, which I feel like that's a conversation we can have. I think it's a conversation personally. But, like, the idea, I think where I draw the issue with personally is, like, the idea that Biden and Trump are the same. It's just not true. I'm not mad at organizers that aren't voting. Like, if you're someone who is out here doing work in the community and you're not voting.
We were just talking about Angela Davis and how, like, you know, Angela Davis is like a radical scholar that both of us look up to very much so. And, like, we're talking about how she came out and said that, and has been saying that one of the reasons why she's such a proponent of voting is because she's witnessed changes in her lifetime, and she is, like, in her 60s now, I believe.
She's
but,
that young? Let me Google her.
She's in her 70s. I have to check again. But she has witnessed changes in her lifetime that would have been impossible without the 76. Power of voting, without people's individual votes. And she's like, it really is like, there's really things, like, tangible, like, laws that have changed and things that have gotten better for African Americans and for marginalized people that wouldn't have been possible without people casting their vote for those things to change. So she's I've seen that happen in real time in my real life, and it's like, so I cannot discount that as a tool of change. You know, there's many tools. Like, we're not, just because we have, like, we want to whip out the whole toolbox doesn't mean that, like, now all the other tools don't matter. But if we have this hammer here and that hammer can help us, let's use that hammer. Yeah, we're still gonna use the screwdriver and the chainsaw and, you know, and the pliers and all that. We're still gonna use all those tools too. But if that hammer is shown to even help at, you know, a small percentage, like, let's use all we can get.
I just feel like, to me, like, it's like,
oh, still very, very early to tell. Let's take a drink to that. Fine. I've heard it.
Like, okay.
This rosé is nasty. Okay, Trump is now at 136 to 105, so Trump went up a little bit, but
fuck him.
He's still pretty. He's still a solid 70, still a solid 69 behind. Aha, 69 behind.
Our problematic not fave said, YG, fuck Trump.
Our problematic not fave.
I really don't think of YG. I just know him for being from South California.
Ooh. Key race alert, Georgia. 16 electoral votes is might go to Trump. Could you think because he has 50? Damn, my state better go to Trump.
Ah! You ain't shit.
Oh my god!
Are you surprised? My fault. Are you shocked? Look at our votes not counting.
If only I was 18,000 people.
I can't with you.
Once. I feel like there's a lot of like class traitors in Atlanta, like in terms of. In terms of, you know, picking the side of like remaining of high class or being of higher class than others, and I think Atlanta's just a good example of like, you know, your race doesn't shield you from like, you know, the effects of like of class of, you know, the brainwashing that class can cause, because Atlanta is like over 50% or close is like 50% or maybe over 50% Black, Atlanta specifically. But it's interesting because, like, you know, even like with Atlanta being such a densely populated city and a city that has so many African Americans in it, over half, or like no matter your racial background, like your marginalization based on that, it's like class and money like has so much power over people and the decisions and opinions. I mean, I feel like almost nobody is sheltered from that, honestly. Like, honestly, honestly, I even listen to people who like talk about, like, you know, oh, like, you know, how they'll act, like, you know, with presented with certain kinds of like class related power, monetary power, things like that. People always talk about like how they would act from a position like very far removed from like, you know, from the perspective they're speaking on. And honestly, like, I'll look at it and be like, and I don't know if this is an ignorant view or if it's a controversial thought, but I'll be like, you really think that? Like, I'll really think that, like, you really think that? And I can tell that you really, really, really think that, and you really think that you're that quote unquote good of a person. But I can almost promise you that you're not. I can almost promise you that you're not. Mm-hmm. And I hear people say things like that all the time, like where they feel like they will be so shielded from those like influences of like class power. I promise you, like, almost, you're almost positively not. Like, I promise you.
It's crazy. I had talked about your city, but I talk about Florida too. Like, I'm not from Atlanta, so I don't try to speak too much on Atlanta, but I think Atlanta is a very interesting case study. But like, I'm like, people will start talking about Black people like we have this inherent leftist, you know what I mean, ideological thing going for us. I'm like, Black people be conservative as fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, Black people.
No,
are not,
exactly. I promise you.
No, I don't think it's pessimistic. It's more of like talking about how you can change, but you have to be very intentional about thinking about like how you're like that self-awareness is a start to you working your way out of it on some like Matrix type shit. You know what I mean? Like realizing that you're in the Matrix. I hate that I use. Yes. I feel like Matrix.
No,
like,
but you're right. You have to like, realize that you're in the Matrix. You're right. Literally in it. So you're not. Your perspective is not really valid.
Right.
You have to think
right.
outside of it to get out.
I like when a Black radical praises me. Like, I really do feel accomplished because I'm like, there's so much. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like
there's so many more hurdles you have to get through. To get there than where a white liberal has to go through.
Right. Like, it's like you really disappear. If a Black liberal is like, if a Black radical is like, yo, I never heard some shit. Like, I like how you did that. You did something. You know, like, you worked hard. But like, if I espouse Black radical like rhetoric, the white people are like, oh my God. Ooh. Oh, scathing. That's so amazing, Malcolm. And it's like, this is introductory. Scathing. You know what I mean? This is introductory.
Yeah, I completely agree.
They said it's too early to tell. We got to drink.
Hey.
We got to drink again. They said it again. They really keep saying
it. Wait.
Shut it. Someone said, if you use a 3-in-1 soap, do not worry about Biden's tax plan. I'm sorry, that got me.
Oh, right. A lot of these niggas needed to hear that shit.
Oh my god, I used to say it myself. I also have a skincare routine. I have a skincare routine still, but like, I like the Nivea. God. It'd be cute. It'd be doing. It smell good.
No.
What am I supposed to use?
Anything else?
Aveeno or something?
Literally anything else.
Oh, is it bad for your skin?
You said. They said they use a 3-1, so don't even worry about that shit, sweetheart.
Oh, not the sweetheart. I hope that little boy is doing well. I hope he is well nourished and doing super well.
Me too.
That's what we should be doing. Joe, we should be playing gospel music. Oh, Joe Biden got some more. Okay, he had 215.
Did Joe
Biden
make a statement? Listen, hold on, because I don't know what's going on.
Do you care about the statement?
Okay, hold on.
I don't actually respect this man.
Oh, you know, I was... Damn, but it looks like he has a lot of the Midwest, though. But he didn't get Illinois. Aha! What?
Someone said I gave up drinking last year. I just finished my 5th bottle with this election.
So Donald Trump is out here turning alcoholics back into addicts again, too? Like, damn, that's really trash.
I like this. Someone said, "Whatever happens, black people are not to blame or nor response." No, I'm gonna take that back. If we win, I feel like y'all need to praise black people because we do so much for y'all without anything in return. But if we lose, it's on y'all. That's all on white people.
You know, you aren't.
I'm being very unfair, but it is what it is. Like, all negative things are because of white people, and all positive things are because of black people. Let me.
So we're taking it there tonight.
Yes, so we're being racist tonight.
Damn. I mean, this picture of Donald Trump and this picture of Joe Biden next to each other, they both look, you know what? Let me stop there because I want my blessings later in life. But they don't look immaculate. They don't look immaculate as I feel like they could.
You know
what the fuck?
They have access to plastic surgery.
Is that you?
What's wrong?
Those honking sounds.
Oh, that's the TV. It's TV. It's CNN.
Oh.
They're honking their cars right now on the TV.
Oh. Oh, okay. Mine isn't playing right now. That's why it was scaring.
That's so cute.
No, it was scaring. It was scaring me because mine isn't playing right now.
Oh, okay.
I had mine paused. Oh. Oh my god, this Biden speech. That was that honking?
Yeah.
Scary ass nigga.
They're doing it still.
Why is he having honking like that? I'm terrified. Ah! Just kidding.
He real excited. It's still too early to tell, Joe.
Still in the game in Georgia.
Wait a minute. Probably. If Joe Biden wins, I want to see the hissy fit that Trump is going to throw. I do want to see that live. Like, I would love to see that. That's so fucking weird. They're really making
how
me celebrate.
After 4 years, all that we came up with was Joe Biden. It was like 4 years of Trump, and they were just
processing that.
You know, like, that's really what
I'm
they
just
came
like.
Up with.
Obviously, Bernie was the best pick, but like I'm like, Elizabeth Warren, I feel like, gave us the best of both worlds. Like, she gave us pragmatism while giving us some of these progressive, like, cool policy points. Elizabeth Warren. Like, what was wrong with her? I'm very confused.
Warren?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted Elizabeth Warren. Nobody
really?
Wanted
Why?
A woman.
Oh, damn. Not woman. That's all I heard. I don't know if you said something else.
She was not a compelling enough woman to be able to clinch the first woman presidency spot. You have to be a very compelling woman. Like, the first woman.
You think Hillary was more compelling
that
than her?
Spot? No. I think they're both equally uncompelling.
Damn.
I was looking at something that Donald Trump had tweeted. Like, Donald Trump tweeted, "We're up big, but they're trying to, all capitals, steal the election.
Votes
cannot be cast. Votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed." All caps.
You remember? Did you see the episode of the Boondocks with the R. Kelly episode when he gave that speech?
Yeah.
And he was like, "What happened to bare minimums?" that's how I feel about it. I'm like, like, you should understand the office and understand the way this country functions. At the very least, it's fine. It's not. When I say it's fine, I mean it's really not. But it's fine.
Anytime Malcolm says it's fine, like, please check on him.
For real, though.
It's not fine by any stretch of the word.
I feel like there's a couple of good things in here. I feel like we were bullshitting a lot, but that was the point. Oh, we're going to talk about these white people? Lil Wayne and them?
Let's go.
You ready? You ready?
Okay. So, all right. Right now we're looking at 215 for Biden in the Electoral College, 165 for Trump, right? So it looks like Biden is leading by a substantial amount, but things could change. We'll see what happens.
It's too early to tell.
You know what? I can't help but think that maybe, it's a little too early to tell. Takes a swig. Let me just go and take a swig before I drive into the section, because this section stresses me out. Yes. What is this? Rosé. Yes, rosé. What is up with these black men race traders, especially
and class wealthy? Well, no, they rich.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially the wealthy black men who are prominent in black entertainment, who have come out in the recent months, weeks, and days to show support for Donald Trump. It's very interesting. And of course, you know, it's different. You know, there's levels to like the amount of like race, you know, like betrayal, the amount of like civil disengagement, the amount of, you know, there's levels to this shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, but the level of endorsing Donald Trump, that is a
that's some next level shit.
It doesn't make any sense for any black person to ever get to. Not voting, well, you know, I can be like, okay.
Wait, Sade. Like, endorsing Joe Biden is kind of a lot to me. And it's like, you really went all the way to endorsing Donald Trump. Like,
Donald, what the fuck? Trump? No, exactly. It's like, even though endorsing Jim Biden, it's like, even that is like, okay, I see you're out here trying to like get Trump out of office. Like, I see what you're trying to do here. Now endorsing Donald Trump is like, wait a second. Okay, let's name some of them. Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, Lil Pump is Hispanic, but he's a person of color. Who else has come out in support of Donald Trump? So many black men have come out in support of Donald Trump. And usually rich black men. Oh, of course, we can include Kanye West, because Kanye West did support Donald Trump. But it's like all these black men who have shown to be traitors of actual true social justice and equality in favor of like their class privilege and their class favoritism.
That's the thing I will say. Like, I kind of appreciate too strong a word. You know, I can acknowledge the honesty of someone like 50 Cent, who was like straight up like, I'm trying to get this money. Like, I still think you're trash. Like, fuck you. But like, at least you're honest. But like, these people who are trying to turn it into all of these complicated narratives, Kanye West to me fits in this narrative. People who are trying to turn it into this feel good moment. Like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why, like, at this point, like, not only are you being anti-black and a class traitor, and, like, well, not a class traitor, but a race traitor and all these other things, but it's like, now you're insulting my intelligence. That's more insulting to me, personally. But go ahead.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Like, she has nothing else to do. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to lay down.
Are you okay? Yeah.
So, we're back the next day, November 4th. The election still isn't decided. We're still waiting. What are we waiting on? Nevada, Georgia, is it Pennsylvania?
They decided to count as slowly as possible in Georgia. It's very, very close.
In Georgia is super close.
And like a positive, there's a lot more to it, but like a positive spin to it to me is that like there is more, like the events that have happened so far with the protests, with the pandemic that's going on, a lot more people are like, you're seeing voter turnout from certain groups that you have never seen before. Like Asian and Latino people specifically have very low turnout traditionally, especially with younger people in general have lower turnout. And so like a lot of people are very, very motivated to play like an active role in what's going to happen in this country. And so like that kind of like
squashes that whole idea of like the apathetic voter. Like, now getting into people who have political reasons for why they're not voting, that's a different story. I'm not talking about them. But like, as far as like the general consensus, all there is a lot of apathetic voters. Like in a lot of studies, they talk about young people not really caring about elections. And it's like, it was cool seeing that, like, no, like, we're not dumb. We do look at what's going on around us, and we're taking a very active part in what's going on, like, in a way that is almost unprecedented.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this election up? Hopefully this shit wrap up in the next 12 hours. I don't know. Right now it's damn near midnight. I'm ready for this shit to be over.
Maybe we should dive into this deeper at some other point. But like, I just feel like when it comes to engaging in electoral politics and like kind of combating some of these things, organizing all those things, like the root of all of it is building community with each other, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And so like we have to build trust with each other. That's why, like, part of like why, like, I've admitted that I don't fully understand some of these other points of views, or I don't agree with them, but like I'm trying my hardest, especially with my own, like with the Black community, to really engage and talk to people. Because like, we're not gonna, like, if I'm only like, oh well, if you're not voting, I'm not gonna talk to you, or like, you know, someone's like, oh well, people that vote and I'm not talking to them, like, if we take that type of politic, if we take that type of idea, we're never going to build those bridges so that we can kind of, because we need each other at the end of the day, for sure. Like, Black people, we need each other to address some of these things that are going on. And like, there's going to be difficult conversations, and like, of course, like, take care of yourself, make sure that you have your core, and that you're not yeah. giving too much of yourself in these conversations where you're sacrificing your mental and spiritual health. But at the same time, like, we're going to have those tough conversations with each other, and we're going to have to build genuine relationships with each other if we want to move forward. So mm-hmm. it's like, we need to like be better at understanding what people's priorities are, and what is informing people, instead of like just saying, oh well, those people are stupid and blah blah blah. Like, okay, but like, what, how do we move forward? They still voted how they voted, you know what I mean? They still supported what they supported. And so like, how can we build better relationships so that we're able to have more meaningful conversations with each other? And this lack of like actual trust and genuine relationships between each other, we're going to be in the same position where like we're at the end game, and we're like, we don't have anything to offer because we're not on the same page, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We haven't taken the time. Like, we shouldn't have been shocked that like our aunties and uncles were voting for Joe Biden. Like, that shouldn't have been a lot of like, of these like analysts, these like people who are paid for it, like Black young analysts, were like shocked about that. They really thought like Bernie had it, but like, I don't, like, how do people not understand, you know what I mean? So it's like, we need to do better about that. Like, you can't be in your own bubble and just act like, you know, well, if other people don't get it, then they don't get it. Oh, then we're not gonna move forward. That's how movements work. So that's my little two cents. Yeah.
No, I agree. You said it all. Did we talk about, I remember yesterday we mentioned the black men who have like come forward, and
now we got 50 Cent, these people coming out and straight up endorsing Trump. And it's like, how,
and it's like, oh, I wanted to talk about how like it's interesting because like people like Kanye West, you know, who has supported Trump in the past until he decided to like flip and like run against him, basically, if you want to call that a real run. That was kind of a joke to me. But like, criticized Bush and the Republicans in the past for their response to Hurricane Katrina during the whole coverage of that disaster. And then we also mentioned in the previous episode how Lil Wayne like had this song called Tie My Hands that was all about it was about the devastation of Hurricane Katrina and how the response to it was so inadequate, you know, under the Republican leadership. It's just interesting seeing people like that, you know, they give you hints through, you know, in their little interviews. And like, you know, Lil Wayne has said in the past, oh, it goes like, when I look at the crowd, I see all different races. That shows me that, you know, racism doesn't exist in America. Like, Lil Wayne says stupid things all the time, so like, we already knew that. Like, he, like, is it selfish?
He doesn't have I would say an adequate understanding of how the world around him functions. Maybe by virtue of being like rich and successful for most of his life. There's like, you know, there's a lack in like the analysis.
You know, I thought about that too, because like, it's interesting because like, he has this whole whole persona of like, you know, being a hood baby, you know, coming from the trenches, and like he did, you know, come from a very difficult background, but he got rich super early. He got rich when he was like 12. Like, you know, like, he's been an amazing rap talent since he was super young. Like, he's been rich since his childhood. He's basically, you know, like, he damn near came from money, you know, even though he got it out the mud. Like, he's been rich since he was a baby. Low key, you know?
I mean, because, so like, that's...
Is he so far removed because of that money, you know?
He's, like, you know, he's an example. And it's interesting. I want to discuss this more in depth. Maybe, like, some of the themes in hip-hop, especially, like, male hip-hop. But, like, there's, like, this... There is this celebration and endorsement and obsession with the American dream. That's why they love, they always talk about these rags to riches stories, which like can be empowering in a certain way to like, you know what I mean? If you don't think about it too much, but like, I feel like Lil Wayne really believes in the American dream. And in a certain way, he's an example of the American dream coming true. Know,
he believes that for sure. He said that almost verbatim, word for word. I don't remember which interview it was. Mm-hmm. They let me, this young black man, you know, be super rich in America. Like, that's the American, I think he said that's the American dream. That shows how far we've come from racism. Like, it's like they really believe, like, in their heart of hearts, that like black capitalism like cancels out like everything else.
It's crazy because like even with his career, like you had that whole dispute with Birdman. Like, it's not like he has had a seamless journey himself. And it's like, but there's like, you kind of have to write off all of the exploitation. And the reason I bring that up is not to say, oh, like it was hard for him, he should have understood, but more of like how the system within itself is exploitative, that it extracts from black people, it extracts from black young people to sustain itself. And like, mm-hmm. It picks like a couple of winners, you know what I mean, of people to elevate that they can manipulate. But like, it's not, most people are not going to win. Like, it's well documented. Most people are not going to win. There's like, how many people have done like that TLC type interview where they talk about how they got screwed over by their record label? How they talk about, mm-hmm. There's so many examples of this. I'm thinking about Pharrell and, what's her name? My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. Why is her name not coming to me?
Khalees.
You know that artist, right?
Khalees.
Yeah, Khalees. And how they were like stealing from her and they weren't giving her her rights. Like, mm-hmm. You have the whole thing with Jennifer Lopez. Like, there's so many examples of, and like Mariah Carey talks about that in her book, of you don't understand that your success is not, it's not insulated from that. But a lot of like the top 10, top 20, these big rap artists, they always are talking about, oh, I was so poor at first. And now it's like broke niggas need to move to the side. Like, first of all, that doesn't make sense to me. But second of all, like, it's like you're not acknowledging.
Rich nigga stands to the right.
That is not giving us the communism we want. No, like, I don't like, people are understanding like how entrenched racial capitalism is to a lot of black people's position.
You know what it is for me is that I feel like that it, what you all, everything you just explained is so obvious that it's hard for me to believe that they don't understand that. You know what I mean? Which then makes me feel like they actually just don't care.
They for sure don't care. I don't think that's controversial, but it's like, why don't they care? And like, I don't, the jury's still, I feel like that's an empirical question of sorts. Like, we'll have to do like a couple of studies. I feel the need to say, it's not to bash black men, quote unquote, bash black men, but more of talk about like, why is this phenomenon happening? Like, where are we failing as a community that is a lot, like, why, how could Trump seem compelling? That's like, I'm really like stuck. Like, how is Trump seeming compelling to any, mm-hmm. any of y'all, you know what I mean? For it to like count that much. And so
I'm going to say, like, I wonder if misogyny has any role to play in it as well. Cause that's like sort of what differentiates, you know, the amount of black men we see backing Trump versus the amount of black women we see backing Trump. You know, the whole idea, like, oh, the black man is what is going to lead the revolution, lead the liberation of black people. And, you know, Trump has a lot of rhetoric and ideas that revolve around, you know, patriarchy. And like, you know, when you, so I wonder if like a black man sees that those patriarchal notions, as a positive for the black community.
Did you read Kanye's platform?
To take, no.
I'm sorry, finish your train of thought.
I was going to say, conservatism will cause them to take certain losses, yes. But like that patriarchal notion, like,
yeah.
Do they value that so much that they feel like this is the candidate that we need to ensure that the black man remains, you know, like the patriarch, you know, of the black community? And
the reason I brought up Kanye West is because I think I think you're right in many cases, but for sure in the case of Kanye West, with what his like policy, like what his platform was for running for president, was all like black patriarchy. That like his basically like it, to simple it down to its nuts and bolts, his platform is black patriarchy will save us. And so you have like all of these like anti like forced birth policies, anti-abortion policies. Like you have like women having less rights to their body. You have like the strong black man and the capitalism. Like I the reason I brought him up is that like I feel like literally like he is the exact example of what you're talking about. Black patriarchy is so important that if we maintain it properly, black people will be in a better position. Cause he like at the end, he still wants to help black people, but he really thinks that like
black this, patriarchy like, is what's gonna do it. And I wonder if 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, they think the same thing.
Yeah. Well, 50 Cent to me is a little like
he's more fiscal.
I don't know if his analysis just isn't deep. It could be deeper than I think.
And he's like okay. Dumb as a box of rocks anyway. So, anyways,
he's just like, I'm trying to get this money. But like Kanye West has like Kanye West is about like that's when he did that whole Christian thing and y'all he was remixing the Aaliyah songs to Kirk Franklin and y'all was acting like he wasn't out there tap dancing for Trump. I'm sorry, I'm throwing shade, but I need to throw because all of y'all should be ashamed. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say that out loud. But anyways, when that shit was happening, like it's all rooted in like this conservative Christian like nuclear family with a patriarch at the head. Like that, if we can get back to that, like that's literally his entire movement. And that's why like people are like, oh well, I'm happy he's forming this relationship with God. I'm like, why is his relationship on God so contingent on patriarchy?
In case y'all didn't see it, oh my god, I saw this funny ass picture on Twitter where it was a picture of him like basically, you know how like all the candidates have like their like election hall where they have the things on the big screen with their whole like crowd and they're like sitting there watching, waiting, like, you know, eagerly. It was just like a picture of like Kanye in this big like room, I guess like an election hall type room, but it was just him in the room, this big ass screen showing like the election results, and he's just sitting there at the table by himself. I was like, what the hell? But anyways
I'm sorry, it got me.
But then what I was gonna say was he had posted a tweet and it was like he said, "Well, Kanye 2024, so y'all get ready for the circus."
You know, he and Trump, they got that funny. They be funny. Like, if you're not like actually acknowledging like the how dangerous their messaging is, yeah, they be funny as fuck. Like, they do be funny.
So yeah, fuck. I guess
barely making it. We will see what happens.
Yeah, and we're just gonna put this episode out the way it is now. So yeah, so just know we don't know yet. We just here speculating and
bullshit.
We were gonna talk about this stuff anyway, so we felt we might as well talk about it and put it on our podcast. So are we done?
Org of the week. So this week, our organization of the week is a democracy reform organization called State Voices. So the State Voices Network is a multiracial, multi-ethnic, and multicultural community of advocates, activists, and organizers committed to building people power to transform the lives of our communities, especially those who experience oppression. There's a lot of like black women running the show over there, a lot of different types of people, indigenous folks, queer folks, who are really being empowered and are able to empower other people. Yeah. And so I just wanted to uplift the work that they're doing. Go ahead.
Like that joke I made earlier about how there's going to be tweets if Biden wins. Like, okay, so we got one imperialist out and one imperialist in. The work is not over, blah, blah, blah. This is basically us saying the same thing. regardless of who wins, like, there's still more work to do. So, like, please turn towards organizations that are in your area or that you can connect through social media or the internet and other ways, you know, to continue the fight towards social justice, racial justice for LGBTQ, justice for immigrants. You know, there's so many people, there's so much more that we need to fight for regardless of who's in office. So let's keep going. State Voices, check them out.
Yes, for sure. And like, talk to each other. Like, this is not the time to be like mad at people. Talk, like, work with these organizations. You know, I think that's a good way to meet new people, but talk to the people you know. Talk to your community. I know y'all got communities. Like, talk to your people.
Yeah. And just know, if Trump wins somehow. Actually, knock on wood, because I do not want that to happen. The Where Can We Go episode is coming very soon. And if Biden wins, it's coming, but probably not as quickly. But it's still coming, because we got to get out of here regardless.
You guys can have your exit strategies in place. But no matter what, stay safe. Be blessed. I don't know why I said that.
It's gonna be crazy. The next couple weeks, we don't know what's gonna happen. We don't know who is in their underground bunker right now, doing drugs and thinking about how they hate everybody. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, people is really crazy. So be careful out here. And Trump,
watch these white people for real.
No, for real. And Trump really makes them feel empowered, like regardless of if he wins or not, you know. So just be careful, be safe. All right, that's it.
Stay ghetto.
Bye.
This is